You're listening to SBS News.
Earlier this year, our televisions were full of tragic scenes. Houses full of water, roads crumbling, and people being rescued from their roofs in boats. New South Wales State Emergency Services volunteer Colin Britton says such flooding is becoming the new normal for residents of the Hawkesbury region in Sydney's northwest.
Last year was the first flood, taste of flood, for a lot of people who obviously in the last 20 plus years moved into the area, haven't seen floods that we had, like last flood was back in 1990, so you know, the first flood was a shock, and then obviously now all of a sudden, you know, we're now in our third serious flood, and obviously the highest of all lows.
Climate change has been blamed for this kind of weather, with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres worried the planet is at a tipping point.
Heat waves in Europe, colossal floods in Pakistan, prolonged and severe droughts in China, the Horn of Africa, and the United States. There is nothing natural about the new scale of these disasters. They are the price of humanity's fossil fuel addiction.
Professor Mark Howden is the director of the Australian National University's Institute of Climate. He says the potential is there for more flooding this summer.
This year, because it's extra rainfall on top of, you know, wet periods already, so we've got full soil profiles, quite full river systems and dams, it does tend to increase the probability of floods. So the bucket's already full, so any additional rainfall will cause an overflow of that bucket, if you think of it in those terms.
The reason for the higher flood risk is because of a weather event predicted by the Bureau of Meteorology, La Niña. It essentially means more rain for the east and south of the country, and lots of it, for the rest of spring and into summer. Dr. Andrew Watkins is the Weather Bureau's chief long-range forecaster.
A La Niña event is when we see cooler than normal temperatures in the tropical Pacific Ocean. And these changes in the temperatures of the ocean cause changes in the weather patterns right around the globe. For Australia, that typically means that we get wetter than normal conditions across much of eastern Australia, particularly in the spring and early summer.
Professor Howden says La Niña, the girl child in Spanish, can be thought of as the opposite phase of the hotter, drier weather trend known as El Niño, the boy child.
We often talk about those together, and it's where the trade winds across the Pacific either strengthen or weaken. And what that does is it allows large amounts of cold water or warm water to move across the Pacific Ocean from the Americas. So typically in an El Niño, you've got a huge amount of warm water stretching across the Pacific Ocean. And in a La Niña like this year, we've got a huge amount of cold water. And that piles up the warm water next to Indonesia and the Philippines, some of which flows down around Australia. And that tends to bring us much wetter conditions than we normally would have.
La Niña is a naturally occurring weather pattern. It's the third such event Australia has experienced in recent decades.
We've seen this a few times before. We saw it in 1998 through to 2001, 1973 through to 1976, and also 1954 to 1957. So it does happen occasionally. We have seen this three times before.
In practical terms, the impact could be mixed. While more flooding is a real possibility, Professor Howden says the risk of bushfires tends to be lower.
Because we're getting more rain, or you know, likely to get more rainfall than average, the fire risk is reduced but not removed. It's likely to reduce the risk of big forest fires like we saw back in the Black Summer. But at the same time, because of increased grass growth, we actually may see an increased risk of grass fires.
It's impossible to say what will happen as La Niña comes back to Australia. But senior University of New South Wales climate scientist Agos Santoso says the country may well swing between being drenched and dried out in the future.
Global warming can intensify the El Niño and La Niña cycle and increasing the occurrences of extreme La Niña and El Niño events. So El Niño is the opposite of La Niña. It brings drought. Yeah. So in a global warming scenario, we need to be prepared for possibility of a swing between drought and wet or flood in the following year.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.